Are you ready to real estate? From new insights on the GTA housing market and beyond to timely industry issues, we'll delve into trending topics and kickstart compelling conversations with changemakers, trailblazers, and thought leaders in this podcast brought to you by Treb. It's time to get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ready to Real Estate podcast. I'm Jason Mercer, your host, and Treb's chief market analyst. Today, you will walk away with a better understanding of the complexities of navigating tenanted properties as a realtor. I'm back with Bita DeLisi, a Treb instructor and licensed paralegal specializing in the rental market with a career that spans over two decades. Bita is an advocate for real estate professionals and landlords navigating the intricate landscape of property management, tenant relations, and their legal complexities. She also has a unique perspective as a landlord and realtor herself. And this is a timely topic. If you're following Treb's Market Watch reports, you know that the population of the Greater Toronto Area and Greater Golden Horseshoe is growing. Many of these households are looking at the rental market, especially in our current high interest rate environment. Last month, we released our 2024 Market Outlook and Year in Review Report and Digital Digest, and there was approximately 50,000 condo rental transactions in 2023, up by 7% when compared to the previous year. There are also thousands of rental transactions for other property types reported through Treb's MLS system each year. With all this in mind, it's not surprising that more and more real estate professionals are supporting clients who are looking to buy, sell, or rent a tenanted property. In fact, Bita says that realtors are essential for navigating tenanted properties no matter what side of the transaction they are on.
Firstly, realtors are should be the number one go-to persons to deal with tenanted properties. The reason why is not only are they dealing with the landlord, they're dealing with the tenant, they're dealing with the market, they're dealing with the other side. So they're usually and typically the middleman, not only between the buyer and seller, or the buyer agent and the seller, whichever client that they're representing, but also with respect to when legal reps are involved and they're dealing with the tenants. So the number one person or professional that you should be using when buying or selling a tenanted property is a realtor, because they are licensed to navigate the complexities when you're dealing with tenants.
There are three people affected by the sale of a tenanted property: the seller, the buyer, and the tenant. Bita suggests that realtors are trusted professionals who understand what it takes to represent anyone involved. There is also the Residential Tenancies Act in Ontario that sets out the rights and responsibilities of landlords and tenants who rent residential properties. Bita breaks down the rights tenants have and what rules a landlord needs to follow before selling the property.
The only thing that landlords need to know is that you can't just get rid of a tenant because the property is sold, or because the lease has come to an end. Because the sale of the property has nothing to do with the tenancy. It's not relevant to the tenancy. The landlord and tenant board doesn't really care if the property is sold. So what? They only care about the tenant and the tenancy. And what is going to happen when the property changes hands? Is that tenant going to have to vacate, keep this meaning purchaser reporter's possession? Is that tenant going to have to vacate because possibly the new purchaser may want to re-rent the unit at a market rent? Or is the buyer going to assume the tenancy? Because even if the purchaser requires possession, notice has to be served.
Realtors' clients can also expect delays if they're thinking about filing an application to the landlord and tenant board in order to live in the property. If your application is accepted, you will receive a notice of hearing. And once the hearing is scheduled, it's time for clients to prepare their position for living in the property.
You have to wait the extensive delays of 7 to 8 months of having to wait to go to the landlord and tenant board, only to receive a notice of hearing. And even at the board, Jason, there is no guarantee that the board is going to end the tenancy when a property is sold. And I just want to be very clear, because many realtors and landlords have the mindset that when a buyer buys the property and they require possession, the tenant has to leave. It's inevitable. And that's not the case. Because at the landlord and tenant board, the buyer has to prove to the board, they have to advocate their position in front of the board member of their genuine need to occupy the property for residential purposes, right? And it can't be to line their pockets because it's not going to fly with the board.
Now, there's sometimes confusion about what happens to a rental agreement when a property changes hands. Beta tells me that even though a rental agreement may have been signed with the seller, the buyer of the property may still be responsible for that agreement.
There's a section in the Residential Tenancies Act regarding covenants that run with the land carry forward when there's a change in title. So Jason, essentially, the only two things that change when a buyer steps into the shoes of a landlord seller is, number one, where the rent is set to, and number two, who it's paid into. Everything else carries forward. They can't change the rent. They can't take away an amenity. They can't separate utilities. Nothing else changes.
So obviously, there are a lot of things a realtor needs to be mindful of when helping clients buy or sell a tenanted property. Let's start with the selling side of the transaction. How do you prepare a listing if there's a tenant? For example, one of the ways realtors prepare for their listing is taking photos to market the property. However, with a tenant already living there, you'll want to ensure it's a smooth process for everyone involved, including being mindful of the tenant's space.
We have to respect the privacy of the tenant. We always have to be courteous to the tenant, because if we're not courteous to the tenant, especially during the short period that we're showing the property, the tenant can shut down and say, you know what, I don't want anyone coming in. I'm shutting down. Nobody's coming in. You're not taking pictures. I don't want any videos. In fact, I'm going to tell you that you can come in on Monday, Tuesday, or whatever, Thursday, Friday between 5 and 7 p.m. And we all know that access to the property is crucial.
Now, let's assume the home is now listed for sale. There are interested buyers who are looking to see the property, and it's time for you to schedule a showing. This process can also be more difficult with a tenant in place. Beta says there are different options or strategies to work with a sitting tenant when it comes time to list.
There's two strategies. The first one is you can list the property as it is with a tenant inside. Have a discussion with the tenant and say, you know, I'm looking to sell the property. There will be showings. We will provide you with 24 hours notice. We prefer that nobody be home, but you don't have to leave if there are showings. Now, sometimes, you know, and I know, Jason, that it gets a little uncomfortable when somebody's there watching buyers walk through the property. You know, showings tend to run quicker when somebody's there. Buyers are not very comfortable when somebody is there. Which leads me to the second strategy. And the second strategy is cash for keys. Cash for keys prior to listing the property for sale, so that if there's a meeting of the mind and when the tenant vacates, you don't have these issues. You don't have issues with access, taking video, taking photos, holding open houses, staging the property, doing some repairs. None of these issues all of these issues can be avoided.
When in doubt, you'll want to turn to the Residential Tenancies Act. It is important for both landlords and tenants to understand rental rules, plus their rights and responsibilities.
Even if the buyer requires possession, okay? So this is not going the cash for keys route, and notice is served to the tenant. In that notice, in the N12 notice, on the second page, it tells the tenant, what if you disagree with this notice? And to the right of it, it says you do not have to move out if you disagree with what this notice, with what the landlord wants to do with the property. So the tenant doesn't have to move out for whatever reason. The property is still in trust. The buyer requires possession. The tenant doesn't have enough money to move out. The tenant wants to move in. The tenant wants to stay until the end of the school year, so forth and so on. Because as I mentioned, the sale of the property is not relevant to the tenancy. Nowhere in the Ontario Standard Lease Agreement does it say that the tenant has to vacate upon a sale, right? So even if the buyer requires possession, with the tenant accommodating showings, the tenant still doesn't have to vacate, right? The landlord cannot come after the tenant and sue them, because you can't sue someone when you're putting them on notice. They didn't agree to leave. So I mean, as a landlord myself, I know that when you're providing notice to someone, you should be reading that notice to make sure that you understand what that notice entails.
Let's shift gears and talk about a realtor who is on the other side of the transaction representing a buyer. Remember that there are only two things that change when a buyer closes a transaction and becomes a landlord with a sitting tenant. Number one, where the rent is sent to, and number two, who the rent is payable to. With this in mind, BETA encourages buyers of tenanted properties to take the time to understand the situation with sitting tenants.
As a buyer investor, you're not only just looking at the numbers, you want to look at the quality of the tenant that's already there. Okay. And even though as an investor myself, you want to focus on the numbers. I get it. The real estate is the investment. We get it. It's going to go up in value. That's just natural. The thing is that the tenant is the actual investment, because a good tenant who pays the rent on time, a tenant who pays the rent in full, a tenant who respects the property and takes care of the property is the tenant that you want to keep, even if the rent is less than market value, because that's the tenant that you want in your unit. Now, and it's natural to want to get this person out because they're paying below market value. The thing is that you're going to get rid of a good tenant. You're going to, again, roll the dice, get someone in there. You don't know that person. You don't know their pattern of payment. You're rolling the dice on that person. If you're assuming a tenancy, again, I've mentioned the only thing that changes is where the rent is paid and to whom it's payable to. Everything else, you have to be able to accept as it is.
Another type of home buyer is the one who wants to purchase a tenanted property for themselves to live in. Your buyer has looked at several other properties, and this is the one they really want to move into, even though there are the complexities of a tenant in place. BETA says the realtor representing this type of buyer needs to include certain clauses, especially when their buyer wants to move in.
The first clause should be that you're directing the seller to serve the N-12 notice. Now, I'm not giving legal advice here. Please seek independent legal advice when you are acquiring a tenant's properties. But there needs to be certain clauses included in the agreement of purchase and sale in Schedule A to stimulate the service of this type of notice. The second thing is to make sure that you agree to an extension of the closing date. Because right now, it takes about 7 to 8 months to receive a notice of hearing. And that's if you're not going to get rid of about 7 to 8 months. The entire process can be a 10-month to 12-month process if the tenant takes the position that I'm not leaving. So give yourself that 10 to 12 months. Don't give your 60 days to your existing landlord. Don't put up your current home for sale until you know getting a tenant is going to be leaving or if they're going to be disputing the notice.
Vacant possession is another situation you'll want to get familiar with if you're a realtor representing a buyer of a tenanted property. BETA says there is another type of clause you will need to consider.
If vacant possession is guaranteed, there should be a clause in the agreement of purchase and sale for an inspection at least 2 or 3 days before closing, so that your real estate lawyer is informed as to whether or not there needs to be another extension, which usually comes with a penalty, right? And nothing is free. And again, going back to the cash for keys, Jason, that's why cash for keys is so popular now, because tenants are not moving. Most tenants cannot move. They can't afford to move because the rental market is crazy.
What if your buyer is now getting ready to move into the property, but they want to renovate first? This scenario has been in the news a lot lately. So what needs to be considered? What are the potential pitfalls?
So if a landlord wants to do some renovations before they move in, they have the right to do that. They just have to make sure that they use the correct notice with respect to ending the tenancy. If they're going to be moving in, are they using the N-12 notice? Or if they're going to be renovating, are they going to be using the F-13 notice? And it's very important to use the correct notice, because one notice allows the landlord to move back in. that not only notice allows for renovation, however, the tenant has the first right of refusal. But before a landlord makes this type of move, they should always seek independent legal advice.
To start a renovation, a landlord should never just send a brief message to the tenant about the renovations and timing, etc. Your buyer needs to use the N13 notice, especially if the renovations are major and if they will impact the tenant and their living arrangements.
We're not talking about painting and changing the floors. These renovations, quote unquote, have to be so extensive that during the period of time that the landlord is doing them, the tenant cannot reside in the property. So it can be, for example, removal of asbestos. It could be changing the plumbing, the pipes in the plumbing behind the walls. That makes the bathroom in the kitchen. You can't use the bathroom in the kitchen. And the tenant has the right to return, provided that they submit in writing a notice or something in writing giving their, with respect to their intent to return to the property after these renovations. They have up until the date of termination, which is 120 days of the specific notice, to provide this to the landlord in writing. If they don't provide this within that time period, they lose it.
So bringing it all together, realtors and their clients have a lot to consider, and sometimes additional legal help for realtors and their clients is important. Engaging legal or paralegal help early on can make for a much easier transaction for all parties involved.
There's always a little bit more legwork for the buyer agents because they have to make sure that they include certain things in their Schedule A of the agreement of purchase and sale to protect their clients. Now, on the flip side, as listing agents, you need to also make sure that you dissect that offer when you receive it. Because if you miss the vacant possession clause, which is initially built into the agreement of purchase and sale, and you don't ask the buyer agent what is the intention of the buyer, you're essentially taking on liability. And right now, more and more claims that end up retaining our firm are also listing the agents. And if you're undertaking that responsibility of representing your clients, you can be held liable. Just keep in mind, your errors and omissions insurance doesn't cover you. So when you're dinged on the board, or if you're ordered to pay, you're digging into your pocket to pay.
It's clear that there are three key takeaways from today's episode. Working with a realtor is a smart choice. Following the Residential Tenancy Act in Ontario is mandatory. And consulting legal advice is essential to understanding who's responsible for what.
If you are a small landlord, if you are a first-time investor, firstly, you should get to know what the rental market is in that condominium, if it's a condominium that you're purchasing, or in that area. What are the comparables going for? And not only should you equip yourself with a good realtor, a realtor who can educate you, a realtor who's not only going to sell you a property and disappear, but one who's going to build a relationship with you, you should also get to arm yourself with the Residential Tenancies Act, with the procedures of the landlord and tenant board. Get yourself in tune and educated, because it's not just, oh, I'll buy the property and have the tenant just pay my bills. It doesn't work that way, right? The tenant is not responsible to shovel the snow or cut your grass, right? The tenant is not responsible to pay for the first $50 of the repairs, right? They're not responsible to change a roof. They're not responsible to call a repairman when the toilet is plugged. That is the landlord's responsibility. Be hands-on, whether you're a small landlord or a big investor.
Whether you're buying or selling a tenanted property, things can get complicated, but today's episode really helped outline some of those complexities. Head over to treb.ca to connect with the realtor and to explore our quarterly rental reports covering what you need to know about leasing activity, the average lease rate, and more. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't miss the next Ready to Real Estate episode. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to follow us on social media and visit our website, treb.ca. That's TRREB.ca to find GTA market insights and more.